Okay, last time we were learning about Havdalah. There's an argument in Havdalah. There's an argument in Halacha. If Havdalah Saturday night is rabbinic or biblical. Many opinions say just say Kiddush is biblical, at least the verbal Kiddush. Zochay Sima Shabbos Sukkachay. And we learned that those opinions hold that just saying when Shabbos, how do you separate, how do you sanctify Shabbos when it begins and when it ends? So many opinions hold that Havdalah is biblical. Then if Havdalah is biblical, then just like women are obligated in Kiddush, women are obligated in Havdalah, biblically. Some opinions say that Havdalah Saturday night is rabbinic. Based on that, there are opinions that even in that there's two opinions, that women are not obligated in Havdalah, just men. Why? Because it's a mitzvah connected to time. Even rabbinic mitzvah is connected to time. It's Saturday night. It's not during the week. So Kiddush we learned because Zocha v'Shomer, whoever has to keep the negative aspects of Shabbos have to keep the positive aspects of Shabbos. So women are obligated not to desecrate Shabbos, so they have to make Kiddush. But some opinions say that women are not obligated in Havdalah. So the halacha is, women are obligated in Havdalah. But the Alter Rebbe writes, because most people say it's no problem at all, the Alter Rebbe says it's better that if a man already heard Havdalah already, and it was Yaitza Havdalah, he fulfilled the obligation of Havdalah, he should not make Havdalah for women who didn't hear yet. Then it would be, one second. Most part of the Mishnah Berurah, most parts can say that, the Alter Rebbe also rules that the halacha is women are obligated in Havdalah. But he says it's better because there are opinions that say not, that if you already heard Havdalah, and you shouldn't make for women, but if you're not going to make for the woman, they're not going to make, so then obviously halachically you're allowed to make for the women, that there should be Yaitza Havdalah. What?
The same way that you say Havdalah on the coffee and or pati.
No. Kiddush is only, you're more lenient with Havdalah than you are with Kiddush. You can't make Havdalah, it's interesting, you can make Kiddush on bread, challah, if you don't have wine, you're allowed to make Kiddush on challah, but you can't make Havdalah on challah, on bread. That you can do. Friday night especially, there's a bigger chumrah to make Kiddush only on wine. If there's no wine, then you can make a chamar medina, you know, which is the drink of the land, like we spoke them what it is last time. But the world is much stricter about Kiddush to do it only on wine than they or grape juice than they are when it comes to Havdalah. Okay, so the bottom line is women have to hear Havdalah, and it's preferred that if a man already heard Havdalah, therefore people that, let's say, when we used to make Havdalah in Shul, yeah, and then, so it would be better for a man that had to go home for his wife to make Havdalah, he shouldn't be Yaitz in Shul, because then he won't have a problem making Havdalah. But if there's other men in the house, let's say boys over by mitzvah, or other men, so then for sure he can make Havdalah again, even though he was Yaitz Havdalah. The only thing is that if he makes Havdalah after he heard it already, then we make very many psamim. He has to smell the psamim because he can't just make it for them because it's a bracha benefit. He can't make the bracha. She also is a machlekes if you're allowed to make it a second time. So the best thing is for the people themselves to make Beremereish. But there's another interesting, again, different customs, all are right, but different customs. When the husband, let's say, I'm using the husband, ahead of the household, the male, makes Havdalah, and he makes a Beri Minei Psamim. Does everybody make their own bracha Beri Minei Psamim? Or can there be Yetzeh with the one that made the Havdalah? So you can go either way. If they want, they can fulfill their obligation listening to the bracha. But they have to have in mind that they want to fulfill the obligation of the Psamim by listening to his bracha. Or if they want, they're allowed to make their own bracha. So either way, I mean, the different customs. Basically, if you have a mind, you could. If you don't have a mind, you don't. But everybody does different things.
Sometimes you say one bracha before the other. It's okay?
Which what?
Memreha Esh and the Samim.
You mix up the two?
Yeah.
It's not such a good thing because it's a machlekes beisat beisil and beishamay, and then you're passing like beishamay and not like beisil, which is no, really not a good thing. Bottom line is b'di'evit, you don't have to make it over again.
Do it afterwards, after it's all done.
You can make Berim Ha'esh and Berim Ha'psamim after Havdalah is done.
You could do that.
Yes. But it's better to make it, you know, at the time. But if not, you can make it afterwards. Okay. There's another interesting custom. It's brought down in the Halacha, by the way. That you daven Ma'ariv in Shul. Okay. You did everything right, so now you can drive home, you can speak on the phone, but it's not Shabbos anymore. But you still have to make Avdolah with a cup of wine. So many places there's a minig, that's unofficially our minig also, that before Avdolah, we don't do things that you wouldn't do on Chol HaMoed. Like for instance, before, even though you daven Ma'ariv, you can go in a car, it's not a problem, they wouldn't write before Avdolah. Until they make Havdalah over a cup of wine, it's a minig, it's not a din. I'll be din, it's not Shabbos anymore, you can do whatever you want. But many people have a minig that they won't write something or they won't sew something. You know, the basic things that you wouldn't do Chol HaMoed before listening to Havdalah.
Even if you say Hamafir?
Even if you say Baruch HaMavdi, you can go in a car, you can do, I'm saying things that the custom is not to do, that the halach is you don't do Chol HaMoed, like writing and things like that. So many people have a minig not to do it. There's another interesting thing that everyone spoke in a sicha. Some people keep it, some people don't keep it. That many people have a minig, they don't fold their talis until after they make Havdalah over the wine. Even halachically, Shabbos is over, right? By Vinayim at the Kodesh, yeah, everybody's folding their talisim. But there is a minig that everyone spoke in a sicha that the minig is that you don't... fold the talis until after you make Havdalah over a cup of wine. And from the Rebbe's father, it's brought down that those that smoke, you don't smoke before Havdalah either. That was when smoking was kosher.
It's like eating, same as eating.
Yeah. Well, smoking is not eating. No, what do you mean? Are you allowed to smoke in a fast day? Yes. Are you allowed to smoke in a bathroom? You know the reason why you do, why is the first time you smoke you don't make shechion? You know why? Because it's in the bathroom. Yeah. What?
There is a pasuk at the end of by Hinoam, before Yosef said, Lorech Yamin. Do we repeat that pasuk?
Orech Yamaspiel?
Yeah.
It was in Tereza Yayim
Yayim. Yeah, right.
So we do. It says in the Siddur again. It says, but not Shabbos morning, just in Saturday night. Okay, many people have a minig, by the way, when you smoke psalmim, it's brought down in Halacha. When you smoke, now there's different types of, there's ati psalmim, isbe psalmim, you know, if it's a tree, it's atze, grass is isbe, and, but many people have a minig, that no matter what they're smelling, Matoy Shabbos, they make the bracha bein mine psalmim. Which, by the way, is kosher for any... Berim Minei Psalmim is like the shahakol of all brachas. If you make a shahakol and anything passably is good, you don't have to make another bracha. So Berim Minei Psalmim is good for any type of psalmim whatsoever. Okay. Now, according to Halacha, you're allowed to drink water before Havdalah, but as we mentioned, our custom is we don't drink water before Havdalah either. Next. Now, after Havdalah, there's a minig to say V'yitin L'cha. You know, that tefillah that some people say during Ma'ariv, we say it by after Havdalah. Now, some people, okay, let's go to the next din of doing, oh, but there's a few more interesting things, by the way. Oh, one sec, before that. Some people, it's brought down, in, oh, another interesting, going back to women making Havdalah, there's a Ramah, the Ramah Paskins in Shulchan Aruch, that women should not make Havdalah for other women. Women don't make Havdalah for other women. But the Morgan Avram doesn't agree with that, the Rebbe doesn't agree with it, and they hold, because if your women are obligated, so women could make Havdalah for other women. Many, in fact, in the girl dormitories, a lot of times there were camps or whatever it is, women will make Havdalah for other women, it's not a problem. Okay. Now, some people have a minig that Saturday night they draw water. This doesn't apply today because we don't have wells. From the ocean, from the rivers, and from the wells. Why? Because Chacham say like this. The well of Miriam that traveled with the Jews 40 years in the desert, that was their drinking water, that was their irrigation, that was their mikveh. The well of Miriam actually broke out into a lot of different... Each tribe had from the well of Miriam. That's what they used as mikveh. That's what they used to drink. Everything, that's what they did. So it says that where is the Be'er Shem Miriam now? It's in the ocean of Tveria. Okay? And every Saturday night, this is what it says in the Gemara, that under the Kolbe, it says, every Saturday night, the well of Miriam travels underground to all the wells around the world. And if you happen to catch the water in your well, when Miriam's well is there, it's abundance. You get healed right away from any illness. And therefore, people maybe have a minute. This is about Dan Shechnor. People have a minute to draw water from the well because maybe you'll be lucky and you'll have the well of Miriam.
What do you do with the water? Drink it?
Huh?
What do you do with this water?
You drink it.
Make a tea.
I'll put a glass of
Perrier. Okay. Another thing, another interesting halacha like this. Let's say Shabbos is over. Fragments take 6 o'clock. Shabbos is over. But you didn't bench yet. You didn't have a marriage yet. So for you, it's still Shabbos. You're going to go on until 7, 8 o'clock, still in Shabbos with Shalosh Shudas or Fabring or whatever. Am I allowed to tell a Jew that already finished Shabbos, 6:15, 6:30, can I tell him to do something for me on Shabbos? Now, for me, it's still Shabbos. So the question is, am I allowed to tell him to do something? Because he's doing it for me, and for me, it's still Shabbos, but for him, it's not Shabbos. So the halacha is, you are allowed to tell him. Somebody that already davened Ma'ariv and said Baruch HaMavdol is allowed to do melacha for somebody, even though by them it's still Shabbos. Because, the Alter Rebbe explained earlier at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, the reason for that is because even though L'cheir for you it's Shabbos, how can you tell somebody to do something for you on Shabbos? But the same thing applies at the beginning of Shabbos. Simple classic example. A woman lights Shabbos candles. So for her it's Shabbos. Okay? Then she forgot to turn off the stove, on the stove, whatever. Now, is she allowed to ask her husband, who didn't accept Shabbos yet, because the men have until sundown, Shkia, can she ask him to do something for on Shabbos? And then you are allowed. Or if a guy that's a daven the early minyan, during the summer, right, they brought in Shabbos early. And then another guy is coming to the later minyan. Is a guy that brought Shabbos in early allowed to ask a guy who didn't bring in Shabbos early to do something forbidden for them on Shabbos? And the answer is yes. Even though for them it's really Shabbos, so how can they ask another person to do something for them it's forbidden on Shabbos? And the Alter Rebbe explained earlier, in the Kuntos Achon, he explained, because when people accept additional Shabbos, I mean they accept Shabbos earlier or later, they never intended for somebody else, that somebody else can't do something for them. They only brought it in for themselves, but they never intended that somebody else can't do something for me. For that, they never intended. And therefore, the din is that even though you brought Shabbos in earlier, or you're keeping Shabbos later, once Shabbos is over, you can ask somebody to do a melacha for you if for them it's not Shabbos anymore.
Send him a fax 10 minutes before Shabbos here.
First of all, faxes are
all of
a
shalom.
Email. Text.
No, they're not still all of a shalom.
Speak to a little kid, and when we grew up with records, right? Records. The 33s, the 78s. And we have I still have a whole stack of Jewish records in my house. So one time, very, I know, but mine are not brand new, so they're not worth too much. No, I looked into it already. I'm Jewish. So my wife bought, she found in Costco once, a small record player. Mamish that place. And she brought it home and she put on, for my younger kids, the older kids brought it out. The younger kids, she put on a record. They were so fascinated, like, whoa, this is a new invention that, you know. Anyway, ask soon the kid about fax machines, they won't know what you're talking about. But the question is, can I send an email before Shabbos to somebody in Israel or to somebody in New York?
I don't know if it's Jewish
or one second, so I'm telling you. So if most of the people you send your emails to are Goyim, so you're allowed to rely that the majority is non-Jews. If you know he's a Jew, then you can't. For instance, if you're sending an email to Israel, you can't do it because the guy might open it up on Shabbos, and over there you can assume he's Jewish. So you wouldn't be allowed to do it. But somebody in New York can send an email or text when Shabbos ends there to us, even though it's in L.A. But if you know he's going to read it or turn it on or open, you know, whatever the language is, open it. So then you wouldn't be allowed to if you know he doesn't keep Shabbos. But if you know a guy shomer Shabbos, he's not going to open it, then you would be allowed to send it. Because he wasn't. Huh?
That's my responsibility.
What? I thought you were about to say something. Okay.
What's the latest you can have the Abdullah? What's the latest
time? Tuesday evening.
Tuesday evening, can I get Tuesday?
Yeah, but you're supposed to right away. Okay.